A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 7th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zifa elections, which saw businessman Philip Chiangwa becoming the new Zifa boss.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7. And this evening, we are talking about the new regime at Zifa, headed by businessman Philip Chiangwa.
Philip Chiangwa is widely expected to register a landslide victory in the Zifa polls held at the weekend. But Chiangwa's victory has divided the nation, especially the football-loving community. Chiangwa is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and former chairman for Mashonaland West Province, and some say he lacks the management style required to lead Zifa.
But his backers say he must be given more time to show his talents. Chiangwa's work has been cut short after a FIFA official, Luca Nicola, told him that Zimbabwe faces another ban from the 2020 World Cup should the country fail to pay its former coach, Tom Saintef. The Zimbabwe Football Association has been given up to January 4th to pay off the Belgian coach, or else they will be thrown out of the run for the 2022 World Cup.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka amadza diwa nasi tira utenge tichitarisa maoneri enyu ne sarudzo dzakaitwa kuzifa nemusi mugovera dzaona idzo va Philip Chiangwa vanova zvina bhisimisi uye nengo ye ZANU-PF vakambovawo sachigaro we ZANU-PF kumashonaland west province uko vachisarudzwa ivo nemavhoti anosvika makumi mana 40 kuti vange vachitungamira Zifa vachiteererwa iwo nava Trevor Carlos Juru vange vaine mavhoti gumi nematatu 13 vaLeslie Gwindi vaine maviri kuchizoti James Takavada avo vaimbotambira Zisco Steel vachiwana vhoti imwe chete. Saka tada kunzwa kuti muri kuona sei idzo sarudzo dzekuZifa idzi, uye munoona here vachiyangwa vachibudirira kugadzirisa zvinhu kuZifa uko zvakaita manyama amire nerongo. Gibbs.
Ibombe Zulu kandaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona thina ngapha ke siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye njengoba kutendisa kwethu ke sikhangela okwenzakale ngempela viki lapho kukhethwe khona umnumzana uPhilip Chiangwa osenguye phela umaqhuzu kuna ngale eZifa. Ye udle abanye bakhe ababizwa ngokuthi oqala ngumnumzana Trevor Carlos Jule, wesibili umnumzana James Takabata, kuzobuya ke wesithathu umnumzana Leslie Gwindi. Yoba lesibili ngamavoti amangalisayo singathi ke nxa singakhangela umkhandlo wangkhona uPhilip yena uzuze uChiangwa uzuze amavoti ayi 40 wathi lo amlandelayo wamchiya ngayi 27 ngamavoti anzima wona lawa ukuthi uzukhave ufike khona ngale kuzobuya ke umnumzana uJames Takabata siyakwazi ukuthi Blessing wayidlalela amaWarriors uzuze nje lilodwa kuphela ivoti abantu babona ngazani bekumangalisa kakhulu kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana uGwindi wanozuze nje amathathu kuphela ubezitshayelwa nje kumoya. Ye sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhona ukuthi sokukhethwe umnumzana uChiangwa ukuthi amele ke abe umqondisi weZifa. Khulumani sizwe Zulu kandaba isikhathi sena.
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest the usually dependable Muzondi Wamgadza, a former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper. Muzondiwa, good evening. Muzondiwa, can you hear me? We are having problems with our lines. Can you hear me, Muzondiwa? We'll try to connect with him because the phones have been a bit problematic. So, of course, our callers don't lose patience. We should just keep trying. But as we've indicated at the top of the show, we are talking about the Zifa elections. Soccer, of course, is the nation's number one sport. And we want to hear from you. What do you think about the new Zifa regime headed by Philip Chiangwa Gibbs?
Yeah, we mentioned blessings. We've got some messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and you know, there are so many messages. Let me read some of those messages on Facebook. One of them is from Zakile Ne, who says, "I'll say this again and again: Zimbabwe football has moved from lions to hyenas." And then we've got Nelson Shanguru, who writes, "I will never, ever, ever trust Chiangwa. Never." And then we've got Brian, who writes, "Oh, this is sad news indeed." And then we've got Dan Muhammad Palo, who says, "Welcome, Mr. Chiangwa." And then we've got Anthony, who says, "If it was possible, all registered players and officials in the PSL should be eligible to vote for a Zifa president. It appears as if some people just won because they've got money." He just left it like that. And then Henry writes, "Oh, Mr. Chiangwa, what is he looking for in soccer?" And then we've got Mokwena Daniels. He says, "Maybe he will bring positive change and improve the management and standard of Zimbabwe football. Let's wait and see." And then we've got Golden Lunga, who writes, "Mr. Chiangwa has a reputation of using his position for other purposes. So maybe he may not be the right candidate for that kind of position." Then I've got Kaniza, who says, "Politics and football, no, 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 please. Please, please, please." Yeah, do you have any message?
I think we have Muzondiwa Mganza. Let's try again. Good evening, Muzondiwa. Good evening.
Good evening. I can hear you, yeah?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry we are having problems with our lines. But, of course, the Zifa election was done and dusted. You are a former soccer player yourself. What exactly do you want to see Mr. Chiangwa doing at Zifa to restore Zimbabwe to its former status?
There's quite a few things that he needs to do now. I think he needs to go out and prove his mentality, because you know, looking at his manifesto or reading at his manifesto, he promised a lot of things, and we expect him to deliver. And bring back to, you know, the glory days, back to, you know, to the Zimbabwean football community.
But were you surprised by the landslide victory, or is something that you expected?
To be honest, I think it was inevitable at some point, because, you know, you started your campaign way back, you know, before the other guys started doing the, you know, the campaign trail. So, you know, reading a lot of things into it, it was a result that was inevitable.
He had the inside lane, so to speak. Gibbs.
Yes, we're schooling a scene to Kunapoke, Nums and Zodia Mukaza. I was still on one and Jan way, Nabal Tulava Kete, Unums and Philip Chiangwa. Utanga and Sibili Kunahale was Zifa, Abem Wepella, Kondiswayo. Come on, I in the Velikona.
I think that the female would be at the kind of this from the so it's cutting a seat who can be in other country. So, no, the welcome, I think, at the day, Kunda for an hour between
and the likes of James Takawada, he got only one vote. Zondi was still on the election. He's a former player. What do you think? Is it because he did not campaign enough? Name recognition? I mean, the one vote?
It was actually embarrassing on our part as former players. I think it's just not James Takawada's fault. It's, you know, it's all of us. James Takawada was more or less representing all former players. And I wouldn't say it's a disgrace to him. It's a disgrace to us as former players. You know, we seem not to be doing enough. So, you know, it's something that we need to review. Unfortunately, you know, it's not many of us that are back home that can sit down and discuss this issue. But I felt like, you know, it was bad on his part to get a vote when he was, you know, one of the former players who would have probably done, you know, more change or have more say while he's on that seat.
Thank you. Gibbs?
Yes, pinda spend kwa kona poke skuluma nguti, kwa kanyu nguti kulo mnumza nage, okutua Omega Sbanda. Bona zanu ya mazike, baba mkata. Nguyo use umsegeli, ka mnumza na uchiangwa. Ubona anu ukuma kwa boku, bobabi laba, waza enze lani, umjalo, wengu.
Bani msa nenzo mkulu kambo kwa bo, and kanye lokuthi bona bazajinisha umdlalo njalo bebisele lapho okhona kuda so ukuthi namhlanje bona nxa behlale phansi bebonga ukuthi bayakhulumisana labantu abamabusiness, you know, usekhaya kumbe eSouth Africa or waphandle kwe-Africa, ukuthi bephendulise ukuthi sithole ukuthi singathola sponsorship eboreni wethu. But banomsebenzi omkhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khonapho mnumzana Mkhatsi.
And of course we now have another analyst, Mo Moyo, a former Premier Soccer League player. Mo, your take on the Zifa elections. Hello, Mo? We are having problems with the lines. We'll try to call him. There are issues there. Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, there is another problem. Mr. Chiangwa, we understand, was told that Zimbabwe will again be kicked out of the 2022 World Cup should they fail to pay Tom Sentier for Belgium. Last time, it was the Brazilian Valinhos. What is your take on all this chaos?
is this coming from FIFA or the threat that
from FIFA? From FIFA,
when we are being kicked out of the
tournament. FIFA again.
Yeah, when it comes from the, you know, from the hierarchy, then we should be worried. I don't know how you will source these funds to pay, you know, whatever is owed. But it's something that you need doing, because it won't be fair, actually, for the football nation, like, you know, for a country like Zimbabwe to be kicked out, you know, in two competitions successively without, you know, just for monetary reasons more than the footballing reasons. It won't be making sense.
Yeah. Let's try again, Mo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
We are doing fine, and we are having serious problems with our phones.
Oh, yes.
But thanks so much for your patience. Yeah, and I said, Mo, what is your take on the Zifa elections? Did the outcome surprise you at all?
No, I was not surprised at all, because I knew he who has the most money will always win the FIFA election. But anyway, as far as I'm concerned, I would say it's time to rally behind the winner and move forward.
Why is it that Unofana go in a big, or you must have money to win this crucial election at FIFA?
The guys who vote are very poor men. So anybody who comes with money, they will vote for that person.
It doesn't matter how good you are or bad as an administrator.
It doesn't have anything to do with your administrative capabilities. It has to do with your pocket.
Gibbs.
Let's read some more messages. Blessing on live on our WhatsApp and you know, Facebook pages. Now, we've got one message from Method, who says, Philip Chiangwa is just the same as Cuthbert Dube. And then Gibson Khan writes, let's wait and see what he's got up his sleeve. Maybe it's positive, so I'm giving him a nod, politics aside. Hope he will improve our game. He was chosen, so let him lead. Then we've got another message from Morven Kelisa Ngwenya, who says, sports and politics. No. Derogote Chingono, who writes, "With money you can do anything, and I believe something happened here." Then Shato Gliwayo writes, "Cuthbert Dube and Mr. Philip Chiangwa, I think, are the same. There's no difference here." And then we've got Silvazo Somoyo, who writes, "There's a wrong person in a right position. Oh, please." Then Tamu Jacob Masego writes, "Nothing is going to change in football after Chiangwa was elected president of ZIFA. Absolutely nothing," according to him, right? Then we've got Hard Life, who writes, "This is the worst ever president to preside over ZIFA. Oh, these councillors." So let me stop there. And maybe go back to Mr. Momoyo before we go to Mr. Mukasa. Now, Momoyo, let's face it here. This gentleman was actually appointed. And after being appointed, people always expect something to come out of it. How long is it going to take for Mr. Chiangwa to turn around Zimbabwean football?
ZIFA is in a debt of about 6 million. And I'm sure Mr. Chiangwa will more than the 2-year mandate that year until 2018. So it's not going to be easy. Especially for somebody who has not been in any football administration, it's actually going to be even more difficult. Mm-hmm. But the most disappointing part is that guys like Chiangwa, those guys that can actually make a follow-up of their money, they don't just give money and leave it there. Like, I'll give you an example. If Chiangwa pays for tickets to go to a match for Zimbabwe outside the country, he will come and take a piece of the land that belongs to the FIFA to cover for the money. That's the kind of guy that we are put in charge. But then, that is what it is. We have to support it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to you, before we go to Mzondiwa. Let's just read some messages on WhatsApp. Winfred says, "Philip Chiangwa is a politician. He cannot make things happen when they fail to rise. When they fail to revive the country's economy in ZANU-PF, and what is he going to do at ZIFA?" Trevor says he was supposed to leave or he was supposed to let someone else be the president. Emmanuel says, "I disagree that Blair Fidza will kill ZIFA because you can't kill something which is already dead. The only thing he can do is to give it a decent burial." Interesting. Those are some of the responses we are getting from our listeners. Now, let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, talking about this 6 million debt, don't you feel there's need for an audit to see how ZIFA ended up accumulating such a huge, huge debt?
That's true. We've had some talk regarding this 6 million. You ask yourself and say, okay, how did they arrive to that figure? It's a bit puzzling. How they exactly got to the point where they owe that kind of money, because that's a lot of money. You're talking almost 4 million, $4 million or £3 million, which is a lot of money. I'm sure the FA, is one of the biggest in the world. Mm-hmm. For 3 million to be all those like that, it's something that needs, serious questions. And then going back to something that Mo mentioned, I've said something, in the media certainly, where people have been discussing this Chiangwa thing. I'm afraid as well that if Chiangwa starts pumping his money into the game, there's danger that you attract some of the deeper properties, to say he's been odd. I believe when we go to work, we go to get, to earn, not to pay out of our pocket. So if Chiangwa is a business person, we need to go. Fair enough, we don't have any credibility that he's a football administrator. We know he's a business person. Whether he will bring his business ethics to the ZIFA offices, we don't know. We still have to wait for him and see whether he will deliver. But my worry is, if he starts pumping his money, we are in danger of him attaching some of the ZIFA property to his name.
Gibbs.
Let's read some more messages, blessing. They're coming in, right? I think we've got some challenges with your phones.
Yes.
So keep on reading your messages, and we'll try to connect you to the. So for Thompson Mamlilo, who says this is a non-event, when did Zimbabweans have interest in Zifa elections? We have bigger things to worry about in this country. Something is very, very wrong with our national priorities. Then Otali writes, Zimbabwean elections are always disappointing. The wrong people are always in the right positions. And then Mfote Talu, Vodloza, who writes, this is a great step backwards for Zimbabwean football. We don't think anything will come out of this. And then Ellington Kasimeni writes, appointing Mr. Chiangwa as the Zifa boss is not good at all. Our football is gone. Then what Frank, who says, I think the whole system at Zifa should be changed. The current setup promotes the use of money to actually kill our soccer. Then I've got another message from Kwayani Hopkumbo, who says, this is a total insult to soccer-loving Zimbabweans. Then Bongani writes, good business for us at Zifa if this has happened. So I don't know what it means there, but maybe we're saying Chiangwa may bring some good business, right? And then Baloi writes, simply put, this is the worst ever election I've heard of in living memory in Zimbabwe, period. That is rolled, Baloi. I'll stop there, blessing.
Of course, we try to also talk about what the papers were saying in Zimbabwe over the weekend. Let's start with the Standard. It had the headline, it's Chiangwa. And the paper wrote, and I quote, a new era began for Zimbabwean football yesterday after a businessman, Philip Chiangwa, won the race for the Zimbabwe Football Association president after weeks of rigorous campaigning and speculation on who was the right man to lead local football and extricate it from the dark pit where it squats. Zifa councillors finally made the decision. That's the Standard there, Gibbs.
Hey, Baba Mukasa, you are connected, man. You are Mukasa. Yes.
Program, which was one of the best in Zimbabwe. Makayana is Kadesho under 23 to Samba Kachana, Olaska Games, Samba Kachana, or Olympic qualifiers, Sagway, Nigeria, as a set to name. Dream Team Mawaio, Yasina Kachana, a competition of money. So, yeah, it's a Kachana. Actually, each in a program is listed in the break one.
Yes, I was a Kulubam because I'm a Mkatsa. So, according to Mr. Mkatsa Blessing, he's saying that maybe 2 years is too, you know, little for Mr. Chiangwa to turn around the fortunes of football in Zimbabwe. He says, at the end of the day, the junior policy that used to be there was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can see him going that direction.
Mm-hmm. Of course, let's continue to also read what the newspapers were saying over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, we read the Zimbabwe Standard. Now is the Herald. The headline in the Sunday Mirror was, Big Phil is the big boss, and the paper said, and I quote, Philip Chiangwa yesterday stormed to the Zifa president and immediately came face to face with massive challenges bedeviling local football. Soon after his confirmation as the new boss, following an emphatic victory over Trevor Karel's Jewel, Leslie Gwindi and James Takavada at an extraordinary general meeting convened at the Zifa village in Harare, the flamboyant Chiangwa was confronted by some ugly truths. A top FIFA official who was in the country to observe the polls warned that Zimbabwe risked being suspended from the 2022 World Cup for failing to settle Jews owed to former Warriors coach Tom St. Fiat. Mo, what is your take on this issue? Zifa and its coaches. And I understand local coaches might not be complaining to FIFA, but they are also owed huge sums of money. We are talking of Dibango, Gorowa, Norman Mapeza, Kaliso Pasua, right? What's really happening?
I think Mr. Chiangwa is before he came in,
mm-hmm.
he knew about all these issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's going to try and make sure they have a payment plan,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that these coaches
mm-hmm.
will not take the route that the other foreign coaches have taken.
Mm-hmm.
I know Norman Mapeza is owed quite a lot of money, and actually he won his case in court,
mm-hmm.
But nothing has been done so far by FIFA to remedy the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this issue, blessing, like I'm saying, it's not surprising me to Chiangwa, because when he was campaigning, he knew exactly where FIFA is in terms of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking about the 160,000
bless you.
To Valina.
Mm-hmm.
What about the 900,000 owed to Cuthbert Dube?
Mm-hmm.
And the other debt that Zifa has?
Mm-hmm.
He has got to hit the ground running. He's got to do a lot of planning. He's got to have a working secretariat to make sure that he gets things back, and at the same time he's got to make sure that the game is going on smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the Chinese around the corner, the girls have got to go to the Olympics, so he's got to do all.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's running and also secure the game.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs, do you have anything before we take a short break?
Yes, we have got some messages, Blessing, that mm-hmm. are coming in. We've got Alfred who says, I think Zifa, I think the council has made a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza is the man, let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop there for a moment.
Because we just want to take a short break for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.
Those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zifa elections. The elections were held at the Zifa village, that is in Mount Hapden, Mashonaland, West Province, just outside Harare, towards Chinoy. Of course, as many had anticipated, businessman Philip Chiangwa won the election for the president with a landslide. Chiangwa had 40 votes. He was followed by Trevor Karos-Ju, who had 13 votes, and then Leslie Gwindi had 2 votes, and former soccer player, that is Zisco Steel and Warriors player James Takawada, had only 1 vote.
Right now, Blessing, I think we can tell the listeners that we're facing very serious problems concerning our phones. And so if you want to join the show right now, send us a message on WhatsApp. Here's the number, 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. If you send us that message, we're going to call you back. So, Zimbabweans, please call back right now. Yeah, Zulukandaba. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngokwenzakale eZifa ngempela viki lapho kukhethwe khona umnumzana ke uPhilip Chiangwa. Sesikwazi ukuthi nguye phela sengumaqhuzu khona ngale ke eZifa. Udla abanye bakhe ababalisa uTrevor Karos-Ju, kuzobuya ke uLeslie Gwindi, kuzobuya njalo ke uJames Takabata. Kubezo kusithi ke nxa sokubuya ozamsekela kukhethwe ke uOmega Sibanda ukuthi azibambe khona ngale. Yena udle ke umnumzana uLincoln Mtaza. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulamazifa board members akhethiwe zalinika amabizo abo abazabe besekela oChiangwa khona ngale. Ye, kunjalo ke mfowethu asiqhube.
Tombodzoka kwaurimo, tiri kuonawo kuti pane vamwe vakasarudzwa vakupinda mbod, pana Edzaika Sina uyo, makambotamba nhabvu panguva imwe cheteyo. Unoti kudii nekusarudzwa kwake kupinda mbod yezifa?
Tinozvikurudzira izvi, tinofara chaizvo kuti at least pano mumwe akambotamba nhabvu apinda mubod. Inini kuna Edzai ndotora sekuti mukana wekuti adzidze kuti chii chinenge chinonyatsoitika kuZifa, uyezve apewo maideas ariwo pakati pevamwe achiratidza vamwe kuti aa kubhora zvinodai zvinodai, semunhu akaritambawo kwenguva yakareba akatamba pamalevels ese kusanganisira kunational team. Saka kwaari ndinoti this is good. And the rare Karamba Ipapu in the 2018, it has been a Kobana and Abuzu and a Kazin as a Ramat. And nobody knows the Evo Rambo in good. Two is a program, Timothy Ramazo, Tiki, Bakumana in Abu, Bakambu Tamba, Vatunga Mirina.
Gibbs.
Now I've got a message that is very interesting. It's from Mr. Ramek, who says, some of these losing candidates are clearly not carrying out any post-mortem after these defeats. He says, Zifa elections 2010, Cuthbert Dube won the Zifa presidency by 31-4 votes, beating Leslie Gwindi. Zifa elections 2014, Dube trounced Trevor Karos-Ju by 44 votes to the latter's 14 during a runoff poll that was declared when none of the four contestants garnered the required two-thirds majority to be confirmed outright winner. The first round of the Zifa elections, he says, saw Dube garnering 34 votes, while former Zifa boss Jules got 14 votes. Harare City Chairman Leslie Gwindi got 10 votes, with outgoing Zifa board member Nigel Miyati failing to get a single vote. So he says, Zifa elections 2015, Philip Chiangwa 40, Trevor Jules 13, Leslie Gwindi 2, James Takabata 1, and then he says, disaster here. So, sibekweke mnumzana Mzondi Womkhatsa. Ubona ngazani xa umuntu angaze kankase, ukampenile mapepeni wenzeni xa uzama ukungena uZifa, kambe kuyasebenza khonokho. Phela ama-councillors lawo yi-58 kuphela. So, kutshona ugijima usabalala indawo zonke, kuyasebenza?
Imali yesebenza. Ukuthi ugijime lapha angiboni ukuthi kuyasebenza. Ngoba uChiangwa ungena wakhe ofisini ungathi isikhwama sakhe la simncedisile. Ngoba mina into engifuna ukubayazi kakhulukazi ukuthi ama-councillor lawa bona bakhethwa kanjani kuma-provinces abo. And ukuthi kuhambe bevotela lo muntu ukuthi engena ofisini kwenziwa njani. kulama questions inabafuze bawabuze ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi babuza abantu laba imbuzo emjani asikwazi konke khona lokho into efuze sibe yazi first but mina kakhulukazi ufuna bakwazi ukuthi ama councillors kuma provinces abo bakhethwa njani
kodwa singaze sibe kwazi kungatshintsha njani ukukhethwa kwabantu bezifa ngoba lapho sikubonayo ukuthi nxa usukuphakathi khona ngale ibaba mkazi uyahlala khona nxa sokubuya ukhethwa yabona ukuthi xaba ngumuntu omfunayo umthethe so
lapho uyedzayi sokuze simsebenzise njengespy fethu sorry to say that but what umuntu ongasinceda ukuthi sibe le the insight ukuthi kuyini okuyenzakalayo phakathi emaofisini exactly then lathi nxa ukuthi ukezayi my elethuba ukuthi ehlale phansi labanye bethu bahlale phansi bebonisana ukuthi why ukwenza thina singangena ofisini lapho ngoba like ngitshilo nje ukuthi uJames Takabada uthi ethole one vote kuyangisa wonke i-former players ukuthi kungabe uJames Takabada yedwa so wonke yini nje liyasiyangisa ngoba kuyatshengisela ukuthi asibambananga singama-former players ukuthi sibambene I'm sure ukuthi singakhona ukuthi sikhona ukuthi ama-councillors lawa kuma-provinces sizama ukuthi sibakhombise ukuthi hhayi besikhethe ngoba uJames Takabada uthi besofisini meaning ukuthi yithi sonke ayisukuthi ngiyedwa khona phana yithi sonke siphakathi
hayi siyakuza kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho-ke mnumzala Mgatsa so he says money speaks these days in Zifa so he ended up saying you know what exactly are these councillors made of who elects them and if they are elected how do they choose people you know and if I went on to say that his surname is always difficult for me
Kasinawuyo
may give them an insight of what is happening in Zifa as former players because he says you know when James Takabada got one vote he says this is totally unimpressive all the kind of former players were so disappointed can't even believe it so he says it's embarrassing to the former players
And let's just read some messages we are getting on WhatsApp. Seke anoti mutungamiri wezifa aifanira kusarudzwa kuvatambi kana vane ruzivo nezvenhabvu kwete kuisa vanhu vezvematongerwo enyika. Webster anoti Chiyangwa is allegedly very corrupt. I don't think he's a good leader. He cannot run Zifa. Let's go back kuna tichidzokera zvakare kuna Mo tichitarisawo iyo nyaya yekuti maWarriors ari kuenda kuChani dzimwe nguva tombonzwa kuti vaenda kunorara kuLodge ko iko kuZifa Village hapana here pekurara pakanaka zvinenge zvichifamba sei semaonero ako
urongwa hwacho ndohunoti sei pekurara pakanaka paripo asi Zifa Village iso setting village zvichimirira kuti varenge vachida kuti vatenge chikafu kupoita vanoziva zvikira voita sei because isusu ndozvarai kufunga kuti kubva pese apa ndozvaatakufanira kuti but nyaya yaripo ndei kuti anozobudisa mari yechikafu nezvimwe zvinenge zvichidiwa kuguma kusendiswa manheru ndiyani saka nyaya iyo yakabva yaita kuti vati ena zvidiki makuseni tokufuma toti breakfast tikati masikati tokati manheru totisa tozoonesana zvedu nevechi nevelodi kana mabhora acho aperi saka dambudziko riripo idambudziko remari otherwise Zifa Village izo zvinoizvo zviti kwakukwanisa kuti national team ikembe pasina kana problem
Gibbs, very interesting, right? So now we've got a message from Raymond Luther Washaya. He says, PC, that is Philip Chiyangwa. PC is one of Zimbabwe's most decorated businessmen. Therefore, if we all agree that football is a business, there's no way we can doubt PC's ability to turn around Zimbabwe's soccer. Personally, I strongly believe that PC is going to change things at Zifa because judging him with his personal successes in the world of business, he is a good administrator. Then of what Zelton Zenzele says, I know this is biased, you know, in terms of the voting process was not good. Then Wellington Maruta writes, let us also vote Xavier Kasukwere to be his vice because these guys are good at revamping things that are going down. We need these characters because they can fight neo-colonialism that is found in the World Cup. Mm-hmm. These are true liberators. Very interesting. There. Yeah. Then Lulu says, I saw this coming. This is true Zanuism. And then we've got Israel Kangiso, who writes, Fitza is Philip Chuang, right? Mm-hmm. Fitza will not destroy Zifa, as other people are saying, because Zifa is already dead.
Mm-hmm.
What he will just do is to give it a decent burial.
Mm-hmm. Let's stop there. We read that before, right?
Yeah, let's stop there.
Yes, let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, it seems for football, there are problems everywhere. At FIFA, right? At Zifa, everywhere. What's happening with soccer administration? Who would think Platini would be involved in all this?
It seems like it's a very affair.
Yeah.
From one hand to another. It's very unfortunate because, you know, I've listened to one of the, you know, messages that come through from somebody who says that
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is prioritizing on the, you know, on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Football, you know, generates revenue. Probably that's one. Probably that's one thing that that guy didn't that doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It unites people at the same time. So you know, it's not a less priority. It's just as good as the number one priority.
Mm. Interesting day. We have more messages coming in. Unfortunately, the phones are not working. But there is somebody who just sent a message saying, how are you doing, fellow brothers and sisters at Studio 7 here in Zimbabwe? We are doing great, though there are no rains at this time. Chiango, of course, won the election, but I'm particularly not happy about it. How come a politician is given a chance to govern our football? Where are our football legends like George Shaya, Peter Ndlovu, Sande Marimo, Charles Mabika, etc.? I'm very disappointed. Shumba Huru says the council has spoken and we are expecting delivery and the restoration of our football. George says it's a shame to have a Zifa president who has no experience with soccer. Simbarashe says this is the worst move in Zimbabwe's football history. Gibbs.
And before I come to you, Mr. Momoyo, let's read another message from Buto Tube, who says, what can make him fail to manage Zifa when he managed his businesses until he became one of the richest people in Zimbabwe? So, Mr. Momoyo, I think you can hear people's sentiments here. You know, most people are not too happy about Mr. Chiangwa. So, what's the way forward here? Are people going to boycott games? What is going to happen?
No, Zimbabwean people love soccer so much.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, we will never boycott games. I think it's not the time to cry over spilt milk. We really need to support whoever is in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us as Zimbabwean people bury our differences and say, okay, it's Chiangwa who is now in power.
Mm-hmm.
Let's help him from all angles to make sure that we make the right decisions. I think we should rally behind all those that have been put in the board, including Mr. Chiangwa himself. I'm sure, let's give him a chance. We cannot just say he's not good enough, he can't do this, he can't do that, because he hasn't started doing anything. But let's just rally behind him and support him.
Let's bring in Muzondiwa to comment on that. Muzondiwa, of course, there are mixed feelings about the election of Chiangwa, but like Mo is saying, it's time to move on and everyone must support him. People must not judge him with his past, but what he's going to deliver at Zifa now that he's at the helm. Do you agree?
I do concur with that statement because, I mean, we have to give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He's been given an opportunity, now he has to prove himself. And I'm sure you'll be, if he's a clever somebody, he needs to work with, you know, all the candidates that were in the elections and involve a lot of people that are, you know, knowledgeable when it comes to football administration. I'm sure he's a clever guy. He will do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened is happened. There's nothing we can do about it now.
mm-hmm. the guys in the office, he needs our support, he needs everybody's support, mm-hmm. he needs to be given a chance. If I'm sure he's willing to learn as well, you know, so he needs to be given a chance.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you know, people just say, the former players did not, they should run soccer, but if they do not step forward, no one will do that for them. You know, the Americans say
exactly.
you won't win the lotto unless you play.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah, you can't just sit at home and say, if I win this 1 million without playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't win.
That's true. That's why I keep going back to the same sentiment. That's for James Tarawada's failure, it's not for James Tarawada, it's mm-hmm. for all the former players. It shows that we are not participating enough for, you know, for one of us to lead that association.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not James Tarawada, it's former players that mm-hmm. have failed.
That's very true. As we always cite the example of the great Kalusha Bwalya, the Zambian, mm-hmm. who, of course, at the helm of the Zambian Football Association led the country to its first victory in the African Nations Cup. Zambia actually mm-hmm. Won the African Nations Cup for the first time with Kalusha Bwalya at the helm. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that is, you know, out of this world.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Let's take more of these kind of messages that are being sent by people from all over the world. Now I've got Mapungwane Landelani, who says, this is a sad moment for Zimbabwe soccer. Then I've got Chamnora, who says, cry, my beloved Zimbabwe. Cry, cry. Then Lawrence says, what a shameful election full of vote tricking. Then Kenneth Dimangwiro says, just simply, mm-hmm. Nikuf. Then we've got Musa, who says, thanks, but this election was a total failure. Profound writes, thanks very much, the real team has won. You are the stars. Then Pastor Bandera writes, this is shameful to Zimbabwean soccer. It's embarrassing because at the end of the day, this is another Dube era again. Then we've got Michael Musonza, who writes, our soccer won't progress. These people that are called councillors are destroying the beautiful game in Zimbabwe. How can politicians be put in such positions? I'm very, very worried. Then we've got Michael, who writes, Zimbabwe, 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 please, Zimbabwe. Then we've got Mandaza 42, who says, I don't think this is the time to celebrate. This is the end of a good era in football in Zimbabwe. Actually, this is the final nail on the Zifa coffin. I'm so sad. Then I've got Chipepo Tawanda, who says, so sad for Zimbabwe football. That explains how confused these Zifa councillors are. Then lastly, then we've got Mr. Taimo Mashiri, who says, Chiango was not a proper candidate for the Zifa presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But however, he won, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's come back to you, Momoyo. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, let's say you are in this position which Mr. Chiangwa is in right now, and most people are having this kind of negative attitude maybe towards him. How would you come out of this kind of negativity?
I think the best way would be to convene an all stakeholders meeting and plead for everybody's support during his tenure. You need to have everybody on his side, including the journalists, the government, and also give so much more effort to lure more sponsors to football. So I think he has got to hit the ground running. The other thing would be to deal with his secretariat. I'm sure there are quite a number of incompetent faces there that need to be taken care of as soon as possible, so that they give Zifa a fresh breath of mm-hmm. air, which is different from what is currently on the ground. This, I think, would be a step in the right direction for Mr. Chiangwa.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Muzondiwa, what advice would you give to Mr. Chiangwa?
It's gonna be hard for Chiangwa because he has to prove his doubters wrong. So you know he shouldn't try too hard. If he tries too hard, you end up making more mistakes. But it's all about him trying to find you know the right tune. Speaking to all this to the stakeholders and to you know commercial side of it. Right now, I think you know he should
just try to source funds to pay, you know, the national team coach, or that's finding a sponsor who just concentrate on paying the national team coach and then pay the debt, put it out of the way. Then after that, I think, you know, baby steps, you will get there.
Gibbs.
Some more messages coming in. Blessing, we've got one from Daniel Mzenda, who writes, in Zimbabwe, anything is possible. Dr. Amai can be the next state president come 2018. Mr. Chiyonga has no experience whatsoever when it comes to football matters. Unfortunately, the decision is made by Zifa councillors for millions of soccer-loving Zimbabweans. Then I've got Machocho S, who writes, let's hope Mr. Chiyonga will sharpen the Zimbabwe Football Association. I wish him some good leadership. Let's hope he will not mix Zifa and politics.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kucha says, corruption, dollar power. Oh, man. Then we've got Michael Mpofu, who just writes, kick, 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 kick. Politics and football. Ha-ha.
Wow,
very interesting. Then we've got Kutsai Kakande, who says, oh, my God, Chiyonga, LOL. You know what that means?
Laugh out loud.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Yeah, we also have on WhatsApp more messages coming in. Editor writes, Jayenda Nepi Nai, Leo Mugabe was there and he messed us big time. Now it's Fidza, a political failure. People, you are about to have the most scandalous Asia Gates ever in the history of football. Innocent says, congratulations to Mr. Chiyonga. So it's a really mixed bag. And like our hosts are saying, it's up to Mr. Chiyonga to unite the nation behind his vision. And talking about the preparations for Chan Mzondiwa, there are these problems that the current crop of players are facing, like even traveling to Malawi by bus because of the squabbles at Zifa. Was it the same during your time? You had the similar experiences?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is not anything new. It's
vintage Zifa.
You know, yeah, that's the norm. That's the norm. It sounds like there are too many disgruntled people out there, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, given the man that is, you know, in the office, but we all started from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just judge him on his past. He should be judged on the present.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be given a chance. But all these problems, there's nothing new in them. It's always been there. I'm sure that's what I'm saying. For Chiyonga, now he has to find the right tune as soon as, in the respect that he finds somebody who just basically pay for the coach,
uh-huh.
and then make sure that the debt is probably, you know, one way or the other, we negotiate with FIFA to pay the debt a bit, you know, in terms, wherever, whatever it is. Then after that, you see that, you know, the boys go to Chan, well prepared, you know, to go and participate in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So
how are you motivating yourselves if you're having similar problems as players?
To be honest, gentlemen, I mean, like, you know, once you pull that shirt, you know, it's just a pride. You want, you know, to make the nation proud. So it has never, as much as money, you know, is a bonus, once you put on that Zimbabwean shirt, or whatever nationality you are, once you put on the shirt, that just motivates. It's just a motivation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mzondiwa. Gibbs?
We've got more messages. Blessing. Tapela Manyere writes, it's a sad development for our beautiful game. I no longer have trust for the councillors who look like fair-minded people. Until they proved it to me that they are good for nothing, how can they elect such a person to a powerful Zifa post? Then Orisima writes, oh, what happened to GNT shoes? What happened to some of the companies that Mr. Chiyonga used to have? Now Zifa? No. But anyway, let's wait and see.
Okay.
Then what Tonderai 8, who writes, it's obvious that Mr. Chiyonga was going to win the Zifa post. Yes, ZANU-PF always wins elections. So what are people complaining about? The same happened when Leo Mugabe was elected Zifa chairman. But, you know, without this kind of football history that Mr. Chiyonga has, let's just see what he can do. But then I believe that we are jumping out of a frying pan to hot fire.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of Peter Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know the song? Son of a mad dog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then Walter Mabuto writes, let's hope he will lead by example. Then Peter, the game is in trouble. Politicians again, please leave our game. Then what Jabulo Moyo says, this is the fall of Zifa. And Taurea Inyika writes, this is bad news for Zimbabwe. Remember what Leo Mugabe did? Zwakaoma. I got it right there, right?
Yes.
Then we've got Taurai Alex, who says, Zimbabwe politics, why now creeping into football? We don't want you into football. Then we've got Winfred Ngwenya, who says, now Zimbabwean football is deep into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Milton, who says, congratulations, comrade Philip Chiangwa. Is this the downfall or rise of soccer in Zimbabwe? Since he's a ZANU-PF cadre.
Mm.
Then we've got Four Tifore, who says, Chiangwa may have done what Mr. Cuthbert Tuve did when he got the position.
Mm-hmm.
It just stops there. It doesn't explain a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue.
Yes. Gentlemen, maybe let's look at Zifa going forward. Let's start with you, Momoyo. If you were Mr. Chiangwa, your first month in office, what would you do?
My first month in office would be to put a new secretariat.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the recent regime that was there,
mm-hmm.
you could clearly see that the secretariat did not have the depth to run the Zipa office.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were making too many schoolboy blunders.
Mm-hmm.
And this would reflect very badly on the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I were to be Chiangwa right now, I'd be busy trying to make sure that I have checked that secretariat, people who are ready, people who have knowledge, so that they can help him and assist him to make the right decision for football.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying, for example, Jonathan Mashingaidze must go?
There's no need for me to put names,
mm-hmm.
but I can say I doubt the competence of guys like Kolisani Gusela.
Mm-hmm.
I really have my reservations about those guys being the peak officers for such a huge organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually making it look bad or mm-hmm. worse than it actually is.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's taboo to mention names at night. We'll try to avoid names.
Yeah, before we go to Mr. Mugaza for his last word, there's another message from Guda who says, oh dear, football is dead in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. That's what he says. So, Mr. Mugaza, your last word.
It's a bit tricky because, I mean, like, you know, Mo is mentioning all these guys, I mean, saying they're pretty incompetent. Maybe they're mismanaged as well. So, Mr. Chiangwa, in my opinion, he needs to, you know, to call, you know, all the heads in the, you know, who are knowledgeable in running football. You've got people that are experienced, like, you know, Omela, you've got Sandy Marie Moss, you've got Nishek Marim. All these guys, they can, like, you know, help them out, not administration-wise,
mm-hmm.
just to understand how, you know, things are run club level-wise, because that's where, you know, you find all, you know, all the answers. So if you can bring all these heads together, sit them down, the Premier League teams as well, sit them down, they've not done whatever the problem that they're facing. Because half of them, I'm sure, they're financially, you know, constrained.
Thank you.
Which is...
Thank you, right. Zondiwa. Unfortunately, there is no injury time, no extra time. We edit here. We want to thank our guest this evening, former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper Mzondiwa Mugaza, and also former Premier Soccer League player and sports analyst Mo Moyo. We want to thank those who are sending messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we also want to thank our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.